stpete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from our studios inside Big C in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit BigC.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. BigC.com. And by Advanced Recruiting Academy. If you are underemployed, a college student, or looking for a career change, visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com to learn about the art of recruiting. In 90 days, the master recruiters at Advanced Recruiting Academy will teach you the skills you need to begin a rewarding career in the recruiting industry. They do this for free, and students can earn commissions during their training. Visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com, where they develop recruiters and deliver talent. Now, let's go live to Big C for Job Talk with Dean Logan.
And thank you, Joe Bordeaux, and welcome everyone to Job Talk, the only radio program in Tampa Bay dedicated to talking about jobs. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and we are broadcasting today from the Big C offices located in downtown St. Petersburg. I want to take this time to thank our sponsors, Big C and Advanced Recruiting Academy, for their support, as well as everyone working behind the scenes, especially Thomas, for all of their help. And for those of you turning into a Job Talk for the first time, you're going to learn that it's my goal to talk with the leaders of every employer I can in Tampa Bay, big and small, and in every possible industry, so that anyone considering moving their business or making a change in their employment will know what it's like to live, work, and play in Tampa Bay. All of my guests are making a positive difference in the community, and listening to Job Talk is a way to get to know them just a little bit better. Plus, it's been a lot of fun for me to talk with some great guests, and I've made some new friends in the process. So before I introduce my guest, I want to mention that if you want to view the website associated with today's program while listening, you can visit soldusarealty.com. You can also follow us live, as we can be seen on Periscope. You can view the stream by going to twitter.com/recruitacad and click on our live stream link. You can also add us on Periscope using the handle @ARAcademy. So it's a pleasure to welcome my guest for the first time to the show, Mr. Mark Nathwani, the lead agent at Sold USA Realty here in St. Pete. Welcome to Job Talk, Mark.
Thank you, Dean. It's a great pleasure to be here, and I feel honored and blessed. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you being here, too. So let me begin by thanking you for being here. But before we start the interview, I want to thank Julianne Wilhelm at the Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber of Commerce for referring me to you, and I really appreciate your efforts. So thank you, Julianne. And as always, I like to start the interview by letting the listeners get to know my guests on a personal level. So, Mark, tell us about yourself, beginning with where are you from?
Oh, dear. So we've got to talk about myself now, are we?
Yeah.
I'm from London, and I moved here to St. Pete 3 years ago from a cold climate to a very, very wonderful warm climate.
Okay. And what did you do in the UK? Did you go to, you grew up there basically?
Yes, I did. I grew up, I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've had many, many businesses there, and it narrowed down to real estate, which I started at a very young age. And the reason it narrowed down to real estate is because from all the other businesses that I had, and real estate was being a sideline doing all of them, one of them was a very large chain of car radio stores, that I found I was making more profit, more money, more income from spending a small amount of time on real estate investing than I was 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, running 8 stores. And so you know, it was like a no-brainer to narrow it down to real estate.
And so you've also sold real estate in other countries as well, right?
Yes, I've always had a very good gut when it comes to real estate. I've been able to predict markets going up, coming down. You know, I saw Bulgaria was one of the Eastern European big markets. And if you want to talk a little bit about Bulgaria,
what was it like there?
It's different, you know. Even though it's all Europe, but it's surprising how very, very different the countries within Europe are. And Bulgaria, you know, again, a very, very different country to London. Huge opportunity. Properties were going, they were climbing very, very high overnight. Land was becoming expensive. Developments were, you know, there were cranes everywhere. And, you know, very luckily, I became partner with one of the very, very well connected, senior government level kind of developers. He was a young guy, an absolute, you know, he was worth several hundreds of millions with large yachts and huge developments. And, you know, we built enough trust and confidence in each other, and he saw my success rate in terms of selling some of his investment properties in other developments, that he actually gave me his prime project, which was the presidential development. And that presidential development was right opposite the president's building. A beautiful construction, beautiful development. There were 52 units in that, and you know, within a week, I managed to sell every single one of them.
Wow!
So we've built a great friendship, great relationship, and you know, the some of the nice experiences that I've shared, you know, with this guy, and I'll share them with your listeners right now, is, you know, very unusual things, such as, you know, you land at the airport and you don't go through immigration or any of the usual security. There's a limousine waiting by the plane. You come downstairs, the limousine picks you up, goes to a very private immigration and security. There's a stamp, your passport. The guy was just so well connected. And then that limo just takes you straight to, you know, the best hotel in Sofia, in Bulgaria. You've got a penthouse suite, you know, 5,000 square foot room.
Is he hiring? Sounds like a great place to work.
You know, I worked with him for a year. Unfortunately, Bulgaria, Eastern Europe, you know, took a crash. You know, I stay in touch with George somewhat.
So what's it like to sell real estate in the UK and Bulgaria? Are there licensing differences compared to here in the United States?
Yes, they're non-licensed.
So anyone can sell a real estate
copy? Anybody can just... Open up shop and start selling real estate.
What's the drawback to that?
A lot. You know, there is so much bad behavior that goes on when there's no effectively like a police or any rules or regulations. You know, you're exposed to people just selling stuff, saying what they like, hiding things. There's no honesty. There's no integrity. There's no disclosure. You know, it's the buyer beware scenario, like you do a car from an auction or even a property from an auction. It's like that all the time. So you've got to do your surveys, you've got to do your inspections, and you know, you just have to be very, 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 very careful.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also do business in India.
Yeah, I stumbled across that by accident. You know, my father, you know, my mother and my father, they're both from India. So I went to visit for the first time in my 20s. And again, you know, my gut said that it's not going to be long before this third world country is going to start to mushroom in a very, very large way. Because land was, you know, acres of land could be bought for a few cents per acre.
Wow.
You know, which is ridiculous. And so again, you know, my gut was right. There are more millionaires and billionaires in India per, you know, either million population or per square foot or whichever way you want to look at it, than anywhere in the world. And most of those have been created through the huge increase in value of land. Mm. And so I helped a friend raise a lot of initial seed capital to purchase 400 acres. And in return for that, I got a percentage in the development. And right now I own a percentage in a 400-acre, 2-kilometer riverfront township, which is going to take 10 years. It'll probably be more than a billion by the time it's done. And, you know, I'm just very proud to be associated with that, talk about it. Not that I'm going to make a billion out of it, but even if in 10 years I can make a few hundred thousand out of it, but at least I can say I'm associated with this. But there's big resorts, hotels, police stations, a complete town, office buildings, you know, large residential complexes, sports grounds, everything we're building the whole lot. Mm-hmm. So that's very exciting.
Yeah. Now, you also do business in Dubai and used to live there for about a year or so.
I don't do business there anymore.
Okay.
For reasons I probably won't go into on a live radio station. But, you know, Dubai, just like Bulgaria, attracted me because there was a huge boom. And many, many of my clients, investors, landlords, friends, family were doubling, tripling, quadrupling their money overnight in Dubai. That attracted me to go there, set up offices, become a licensed real estate agent there.
They require a license in that one?
They were just starting. Now it is, you know, almost the same as here. In fact, a lot of their licensing rules, regulations are all actually been put together by the USA. So there's a lot of similarity in what they do. So, yeah, we set up the offices. And everybody thought that Dubai was really immune to this global economic downturn, you know, for various reasons. But unfortunately, it wasn't. And after setting up my offices, and this was actually a true story, literally the first day we opened our offices after a year it took us to set up, because the setup process in that country is it's just diabolical. It just takes so long to do everything. So it took 9 to 10 months, a huge investment, several hundreds of thousands of dollars in investment to open up the office. And the first day we opened, the Dubai market collapsed.
Wow.
So I can probably talk for another 10 minutes on the level of investment that I took there and what happened to it and how lucky we were, et cetera, et cetera. But
well, it sounds like you got out of there okay, though.
Cut a long story short, it was an experience.
So let's talk about that first property that you bought. Tell me about that story.
Oh, when I was 20?
Yeah.
You've got that written down there somewhere?
Yeah.
I didn't know I mentioned that to you. Yes. So at that time, I was the owner and operator of a video store in a place called Fulham in London, which is a very affluent part of London, a very, very up-and-coming area. And I got into property. Really, I've got to give it to my landlord of that store, the gentleman that I rented that property from. He was a Greek gentleman. And, you know, I was very observant, and I saw the amount of wealth that gentleman made on buying, selling, and renting property. And that really attracted me to it. And I made a decision that time that I'm never, ever going to be able to earn the kind of money that this gentleman is earning by working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's just not going to happen. It's not about working hard. It's about working smart. And real estate allows you to work smart and make more money in a short period of time. And that's why real estate investment is one of my absolute passions and key specialities. And I can talk about real estate investment for hours and hours and hours. But
we'll get to that in a little bit too.
But yeah, so you know, I went ahead in the auction. I had absolutely no idea whatsoever, nothing. I didn't know anything about property. I just had a good gut feel. I flicked through my first auction catalog, decided that I'm going to go into real estate. Let me find a property from here. And in those days, that's many, many, many years ago, I'm not anywhere near 20 or 30 anymore. but it was £184,000, which is about $250,000. And I didn't have that kind of money. And I just went to the auction. I cut a check for 10% deposit. I bought that property. You couldn't even go upstairs because there was no stairs. There was no ceilings, floors. It was in a very dilapidated state. But because it was in a very, very, very prime location, and again, location, 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 as we know about real estate, I knew it was in a good location. I knew that it could be converted into a quadplex, and I knew each one would be worth a lot of money. So, you know, I did a back of a paper napkin numbers. Went to the auction with those huge brick mobile phones in those days, cell phones in those days that had just come out. You know, I was probably the youngest guy in the auction room putting his hand up to bid on a property. I bought it, and that I eventually sold that some years after for £650,000.
Wow.
So that was over half a million. And that was my first ever deal in London.
Well, that sounds like a great first deal, that's for sure.
Yep.
And one of the things that on your website it mentions is that you were actually providing opportunities for other people, that you would come across different opportunities yourself. They weren't right for you. You'd tell other folks and stuff. But you even offered them 100% money-back guarantee if things didn't work out. So that's not very common, is it?
No, and I'll tell you how that came about. And, you know, this will take a couple of minutes. But my background and my culture is a Hindu. Very, very strict. And, you know, my father was very strict on the family name, Nathwani, that whatever happens, that name must never be tarnished in any way. You must preserve that you know, there's a trust element that goes behind that name. And I found a lot of the people that I was doing business with, selling real estate investment properties to, were our friends and family. And there was absolutely no way that the family could have their finger pointed at them for selling a bad deal or for somebody losing money. So what I did was, you know, I always used to put my hand on my heart and tell the investors that if at any time they were not happy with anything that I recommended them, I would cut a check and buy it back. And I've never had to do that. Because I would never sell a property I wouldn't buy myself. And anytime I recommend anything, even a service, I've got this habit that unless I've used that service and I'm happy with that service and it's tried and tested, I wouldn't recommend it to somebody else. And therefore, I got this reputation in London that if Mark Nathwani recommends anything, you can be absolutely certain that it's going to be good and he'll stand by his word. And that's why, and you know, I offer that to people here too. If they buy an investment property from me here, and at any time they feel that I don't need any reasons, even if they need the money for something else and they change their mind, they can come back and say, I want my money back, and they'll get the money back.
That sounds great. My guest today is Mark Nathwani, the lead agent for Sold USA Realty, located in St. Pete Beach, Florida. And so, Mark, let's now talk about your company, Sold USA Realty. How long has it been in existence now?
You know, Sold USA Realty, we moved into the offices sometime last year. We had our official launch at the recreation, St. Pete Recreation Ground, in February this year, which we had planned since November last year when we moved into our new offices on the Gulf Boulevard. And so it's relatively, the St. Pete branch is relatively new. But, you know, we've been doing business in the USA for 5 years.
Where did you do, where were you before you came here?
London.
Oh, really? Okay.
I moved here straight from London.
Okay. So then you were, but over in London, you were actually doing business here too.
Yeah, I started buying and selling real estate in the USA in Jacksonville.
Okay.
In Jacksonville, I have a very, very, very good friend who I've known for 25 years. We used to work together in IT. We raised £4 million on the stock market for a dot-com project many years ago. You know, we stayed in touch. Very, very, very close to me. He's a great guy. You know, he came over to London and said, Mark, you've been thinking about coming to the USA for a very long time. Now's the time. You're going to do it. So get your application in, come over. And, you know, we'd been buying and selling property for 2 years, but in Jacksonville since he was there. And then I started buying because I you know, I'm a big lover of Orlando, bringing my kids here to Disney. I flew back and forth from Orlando many, many times, and I started buying in Orlando. And then when it came time for me to decide where to live, you know, I've been all over the world. So I always found USA was my favorite destination. It's one of the best countries that I've been to from 65 countries I've been to. And Florida became my favorite state. You know, we've been to, like I said, we've been to Orlando, we've been to Clearwater, we've been to Daytona. We've, you know, I love the activity. I love the weather. I love the culture. You know, it's just everything about Florida. And again, I've been to many, many states in the USA. I've been to New York. I've been to California. I've been to Texas. I've been to, and comparing from all of those, you know, like I say, Florida, my heart was set in Florida. I didn't want to go much further than Orlando. I wanted to be in that central Florida band, which I think is the best part of the state of Florida. And then I had to decide whether I go West Coast or East Coast, because I wanted to be on the water. And obviously West Coast is the better waterfront than the East Coast. It's warmer. It's not that millennial. You know, the East Coast is more party people, more youngsters, more noisy. The West Coast is a little bit more laid back. There's a bunch of, this is changing.
It's definitely changing.
It's changing here big time. And, you know, it's not a bad thing. You know, I'll be honest with you, although right. I stayed away from the East Coast for that reason. But I think when there's a nice mix and people come here not for the party purpose, they're coming here for, you know, building a life purpose. The youngsters here are not sort of noisy, rowdy. They're more family orientated, want to get into business, want to build a home and that kind of stuff. But anyway, I'm drifting off the subject. So it was West Coast. And then I had this from Sarasota to Clearwater was really... So I took 2 weeks here. I took a month here. I rented a house on the water in Anna Marie Island, and I started my tour every day, going up and down, you know, the coast. I stumbled across St. Petersburg, studied it a little bit. The beachfront was fantastic. Downtown is incredible. The 275 connects me to Sarasota over the bridge. It connects me to, you know, Tampa, Orlando. It's very central, a lot of business prospects. So weighing up all the pros and cons. If anybody asks me which is the best place to live in the entire world, I can justify beyond reasonable doubt, having done all the research, and I speak to local residents, you know, every single one of them share exactly the same view and same feeling. That is a growing place. There's a lot of business, work opportunity, and it's just a great place to raise a family.
Yeah. A lot of guests feel the same way. So
yes, sir.
We're glad you're here. So tell me a little bit more about the Sold USA Realty. How'd you get the name?
Oh, God, you're coming up with these questions that are not quick two-second answers.
We got some time. Don't worry.
Okay, so, you know, choosing a company name is always very difficult because there's a number of things that are involved. The most important thing that's involved, in fact, they're all important, but, you know, you've got to look at a domain name. And, you know, we came across a lot of nice names that were short, that were to the point, which is another factor, you know. And the other factor that you need to consider is that the name should tell the person what they're doing. You know, like, it's no point in having a name like Pink Elephant. It might be an attractive symbol, a pink elephant, but what do you do? With Sold USA Realty, it spells out very clearly that we're selling realty in the USA. Mm-hmm. And so we came across that through, you know, tens, hundreds of names, checking on, GoDaddy or whatever the websites are to buy domain names and make sure it's available. It had to be short. And it, you know, and it had to, and it works. And our logo is very nice. We've incorporated the American flag and the eagle, so I'm very proud of that.
Nice. You know, I see that you're also involved with charities in the community, and in particular with Job Talk Alumni Heart Gallery of Pinellas and Pasco. You know, they're just a wonderful organization. How'd you become involved with them?
Okay, this is again, you know, a very very interesting story. The Heart Gallery. The name gives you the impression that it's to do with the heart, but it's not. It's a gallery of people, and the heart is to do with love. Mm-hmm. And it's an adoption, mm-hmm. a child adoption organization, nonprofit. And when I interviewed them, I was expecting the charity to be heart-related. And the reason is because I was born with an aneurysm of the artery. And at 50, I almost died.
Wow.
But then when they came in for the interview, you know, I was just so, I was just so taken back and impressed at these lovely, lovely kids. They have no families. They need a home. And, you know, I couldn't think of a better organization than the Heart Gallery, and you know they're very very happy with our contribution, our efforts. We try and do whatever we can, We've committed to, you know, five-figure sum this year. And we hope we can do more for them.
Oh, that's nice, Mark, because they are a great organization. Are there any other charities that you support as well?
Yeah, you know, years ago you couldn't mention that you're a Mason. They would actually cut your head off. It was a very secret, high society, closed network kind of, you know. Now it's the same as, you know, not the same as, somewhat different, but it's like a Lions Club. And I'm a Lion. I belong to the Lions Club. I'm a charter president. It's one of the world's largest charity organizations. And I'm also a Mason. And they're both, you know, now they're both just charitable organizations that do a lot of donation and help the needy.
Well, that's great. That's great. So my guest today is Mark Nathwani, the lead agent for Sold USA Realty, located here in St. Pete Beach. And so tell me about the employees that you have. How many are there now?
I call them family. Yeah. every single one of them are just really amazing people. We have about 10. Just very good, hardworking people with a lot of determination, very, very trustworthy, with integrity, just wanting to help people. And
okay, and you've hired these people over just the last 8 months or so?
I actually set up doing business in the USA myself in, it'll be 2 years in July. And so the oldest employee I have was my first employee, and that was Hawaii. And, you know, she helped me as an assistant. She's now our company bookkeeper. And she is the wife of Chris Lehner. Chris Lehner is like my business partner. Mm-hmm. I'm not just the lead agent of the company; I'm actually the owner of the company as well.
Okay.
And there's a big story about Chris in Hawaii as well. You know,
tell us about it.
Tell you, okay? I mean, so Chris Lehner, I met him. He had a booth, and he was selling these boxes that you can watch every movie. And every TV series, it has hundreds and hundreds of millions of TV program channels all through the internet, accessible through this little box. And so I was curious, and I came from London. I was like, well, what is this? I've never seen anything like this. So he's selling these boxes, and I saw a huge market for that in London. So I bought one. I'll cut a long story short. So I bought one. I took it back to London. We Skyped. He got it working. I was absolutely blown over that I could pick any single movie, series, any TV program going back years, and I could watch it live there and then without paying anything. It was just a one-off couple hundred bucks for the box. So I said, look, I'm going to come back to the USA, and I'd like to discuss with you the possibility of importing these boxes and distributing in the UK. We can sell thousands of these. We were almost ready to launch when UK made these boxes illegal.
Oh, wow.
So it became like a gray area. Although it's not against the law, anything gray area, it's not something
right
that I want to be involved in. So Chris dropped it. I dropped it. We stayed friends. He introduced me to his wife, who was looking for a job. I employed his wife first. Then his wife worked for me for about 6 months, said to Chris, look, you need to speak with Mark. Real estate seems to be doing very good. Chris was working in a hospital, earning, you know, $30,000-$35,000 in a small room like this with four people. And he's not a small guy. He's quite a large guy. And, you know, again, cutting a long story short, he built up the courage to come and join me. And at the end of the first 2 months, and he won't mind me saying this, even if it's public, he actually sat in front of me and he cried. And he said, Mark, it's been 2 months. I haven't earned a single dollar. And I'm very scared. I'm very upset. I've cashed in my 401. I'm down to my last few thousand dollars. And what's going on? And I was confident. You know, I'm doing what he's doing every day, making a lot of money. And I said, just keep doing what I'm asking you to do. It'll happen. Absolute true story. That week, three deals made him over $30,000. He's now my co-partner. He's earning six figures. He does more deals than even I can keep up with. You know, we're buying, selling, fixing, flipping like absolute crazy. And I get a message from him at least once a week to say, Mark, thank you. You've changed my life.
That's great. That's a good employee story, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some of those properties and what you do. So if somebody wants to, is a customer that or a client that wants to buy a home, you know, what do you do? What kind of typical buyer's mistakes, you know, do you help them avoid?
You know, buyers make a lot of mistakes, and surprisingly, a lot of buyers themselves don't know what they want, and that's the biggest mistake sometimes buyers make. And this is why we'd like to think we're different, because we ask certain questions, which I know from experience many agents don't, and that's. It actually surprises the buyer themselves that, hang on, you know, you're right. I'm glad you asked me that. I didn't even think about that myself. And so we ask them questions that brings certain requirements out into the open, which they may not have realized they need themselves. Mm-hmm. And so we feel we're doing the buyer a much, much better service than our competitor by sheer experience and care and love, you know, which is, you know, one of the things I feel we do very, very differently is put a lot of love and care into what we're doing rather than just worry about the commissions.
Mm-hmm. And so you also help them get financing for the mortgages?
Yes, we do. We always have three of any service that we recommend. And that way, you know, we're not just referring somebody to a friend for reasons other than these are good people to work with. And then they can make the choice. And then if something goes wrong, they're not coming knocking on our door saying, you've just recommended this one person. So we always give three names of people that we've done business with, that we trust, that we know are going to take care of them. And hopefully the knocks on the doors won't be there.
So if somebody wanted to list a house, you know, their home with you, you know, why would they list it with you versus, you know, your competitors out there?
Yeah, you know, we go to a fair amount of listing presentations, and our success rate's very high. We're, you know, almost at 100%. You know, we lost the odd one or two, and that's not because they didn't choose us. It's because they've changed their mind. But I'll give an example, you know, an open house. You'll see most of the agents out there, when they do an open house, they'll put a few balloons, they'll do a little bit of advertising, a little bit of promotion, and they'll sit there with cookies and coffee and hope for the best. And they may get 5, 6 to 10 people walking through the off chance that they've seen the signs and the boards. We do a lot of target marketing. We do a lot of emails. We do a lot of social media.
What's target marketing?
So we target specific, you know, audience. Like it's pointless promoting an open house in a 55 plus to a 20-year-old. It doesn't make sense. We don't want a 20-year-old to come and have a cookie and a coffee. So we'll just market to who we feel is going to be suitable for that property. Okay. You know, for example, you know, I live in Bayway Isles, and there's nothing less than $1 million in there, and so it's no point marketing to somebody who's not going to live in a place like that. Mm-hmm. So we target market, and on a higher end property, you know, we'll actually physically lay red carpet. We will have live music, maybe a violinist. We'll have, you know, nice upscale hors d'oeuvres. You know, we'll have wine. And so we do things differently. And unlike other agents who will just throw out, you know, a postcard in the mail, we've just listed this property. We'll prepare, you know, I've got some here, obviously, the listeners cannot see.
Well, they can look on Periscope. They can see.
Oh, you can see on Periscope. So here, you know, you can see we have some very, very nice, colorful stuff that we'll prepare.
And even for an individual property?
We'll do stuff like this for individual properties. Wow, I didn't bring that folder here with me. But, you know, we'll do some very, very high-end promotion for individual property rather than just throw a postcard out there. Mm-hmm. And we don't just throw stuff on the MLS and hope another buyer's agent will pick it up. We'll go out there and market the property for them.
Now, you mentioned that you really enjoy investment property.
I do. My favorite topic.
Okay. So I understand that you had a sister company and now it's merged. Uh-huh. And so what should investors really consider before investing in a property?
You know, investment is all about your return on your investment. And investments, are, you know, you can have investment grade diamonds is an investment. art is an investment. Antiques are investments. Some antique cars are investments. There's a lot of things, people, stocks, shares, markets. There's many things that people invest their money in to get a return on their money, ROI, return on the investment. So that one of the most important things in any investment is to see how much return am I going to make on every dollar that I put in. And it's surprising, 98% of professional investors who've been doing it all their life, they know the game, very intelligent, bankers and all the rest of them, they actually miss that point. you know, I do a presentation, which is an hour long, on just investments and how, and I prove beyond any reasonable doubt why real estate is the safest and the best investment that anybody can make. People get into stocks and shares because, you know, they see you can suddenly make 5, 10, 15, 20%. The risks involved in that, mm-hmm. the overall, if I was a stockbroker and I made 20% return, any large stockbroking company would tear my arm off and employ me and give me a job. And I make more than that on real estate every day.
Well, that's interesting. Okay, and you know, another facet of your business is that you also do property management. So, you know, why should landlords place their trust and confidence in your company to manage their properties?
You know, without sounding arrogant and continuously blowing my own trumpet, but I'll tell you truthfully, with my hand on my heart, I have no hesitation in very comfortably telling any of your listeners or anybody, we are without a doubt the best management company in the world, period. And that's because I'm an investor, I'm a landlord, I experience on a day-to-day basis what landlords experience. I treat every property I manage with as much love and care as if it was my own. I understand the urgency of getting things done. I understand the importance of having a good relationship with the tenant. I understand the urgency of not keeping properties vacant for very long. And, you know, we go out of our way to make sure properties are not sitting empty. They're up to code. There's a good relationship with the tenants. And what's most important is we will not charge $500 for a $20 repair, which is where so many landlords and investors get absolutely, I was going to say the word screwed, but I won't. But, you know, they get hammered and mm-hmm. they get cheated. And I've seen that. It's happened to me. And that's how I started my management company, that, you know, this has got to stop.
So your actual day-to-day experience really relates to your clients. They can definitely you can understand exactly what they're going through.
Yeah, because I have my own in various countries in the world.
Yeah.
And I know the difficulty that landlords and investors go through mm-hmm. in picking a management company.
Well, that's great, Mark. You know, my guest today is Mark Nathwani, the lead agent as well as founder of Sold USA Realty in St. Pete Beach. So now, Mark, let's talk about jobs. You know, I understand that you're always looking for agents. So what are the qualifications you look for, and why again should they consider Sold USA Realty for their career?
Well, you know, the only qualification that any licensed agent has to have to work with us is a burning desire. If they have this burning desire to succeed, we can help them. You know, unlike other brokers, and again, I won't mention names, but there are certain brokers out there that offer training, which is unbelievable. There are certain brokers that do training from Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, continuously. Now, my argument is, you know, training is good. We all need training. But if I wanted to, I can continue training until the day I die, and it won't be enough. I can spend from Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, training. There's just so much to learn and so much to do. And what I found is I'm saying none of them, it's a very strong statement, but very few, if any, do, is it teach you how to run and grow your own business. How, you know, hand-holding for new ones, even for experienced agents who are making a lot of money. How do you take them to that next step? How do you grow? How do you help them start? It's a business. And that's fundamentally where a lot of them go wrong, and that's where I come in, because, you know, I've done a lot of personal and business development coaching and mentoring. So I throw a lot of the personal coaching and business development into the mix. We, you know, because we're extremely well funded, you know, we have seven figures in the bank at any one time. We have proof of funds that we will invest on, state of the art literature, business cards, signposts, mail outs, advertising, office rent, franchise fee. You know, we'll pay for everything, and we find a lot of new agents in particular struggle with all this. What comes first, the chicken or the egg? Do they need to make a sale first, or do they need this first? And without one, you can't do the other. Mm-hmm. So we set them up with everything. A typical example is Chanel. You know, a brand new agent that's just joined our offices a few weeks ago. Now, you know, I offered her a part-time secretarial job just to help her to be more involved in real estate. She was working in a restaurant and couldn't split the time. So I said, okay, you know what? Here's what we're going to do. And then, again, printing brochures, literature. And within the first few weeks, there's two deals on the table. And that's where new agents really suffer. We have a gentleman called Larry. He's an experienced. He's been in the business 16 years. When he came for the interview and when we agreed his package, he said, I don't need any marketing. I don't need any help. I'm experienced. I know exactly what to do. I'm funded. And, you know, I'd rather go on a higher percentage split, which is fine. A few months later, he finds we're now printing brochures to approach I won't disclose what niches we're targeting, but we're targeting some very special niches together. And we're also starting up a commercial division as well.
Wow.
So, you know, that's an example of a newcomer and an experienced both getting help to grow a business.
That's great. You know, I always like to get my guest's opinion on the talent pool in St. Pete, Tampa Bay area, you know, in general. So, you know, when you've had to hire people, are you able to find the talent?
You know, that's a very, very good question. Am I able to find the talent? A lot of employers need to recognize the talent and extract that from the person. You know, often it's not finding it, but it's noticing it and developing that employee and bringing the talent out in them. We all have talent. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of employees won't employ somebody because they've missed the boat. They've failed to see the talent in somebody. So, you know, I try to extract the talent.
That's great. And so that brings us, Mark, to the interview tip of the week. So if somebody wants to apply for a position at Sold USA Realty, what one piece of advice would you give them?
As an employer, what I want to see in an application is a resume. I want to know a little bit about them, a little bit about their background. I want an honest application. It doesn't matter if they have no experience. And like I say, the one thing I want to see in any application is somebody who wants to succeed. I want to see that determination. I want to see that burning desire. I want to see somebody spell it out, that if you gave me an opportunity and you helped me a little bit, I will grow bigger and better than I am. If they're a newcomer or experienced, it doesn't matter. We can help either start or grow your business. And we have fun and friendly atmosphere, a company. We're realistic, we're humans, and we share life's experiences together with everybody. Life is short. Come and work for us and have fun.
Okay. Now let's talk about an event you have coming up. I understand there's a ribbon cutting ceremony. Tell us about that.
There is. You know, it's funny how things happen. One thing leads to another, and you go to a meetup and you meet somebody. So I met a gentleman called John Bond from Fifth Third Bank at our launch, and he introduced me to the chambers. So I went to a couple of chambers meeting, found them useful. I joined the chambers, and one of the services which they offer, I didn't know at the time, was that if you are a business that's opened up in the Tampa Bay area in less than 12 months, one of the services they offer is they'll come and do a ribbon cutting for you, which I thought was very exciting. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to have a few special people. It's a great networking opportunity. We'll provide beers, wines, sodas, hors d'oeuvres, so there's food, networking opportunity. A great way to promote your own business, bring some business cards, have a relaxing afternoon day on the beach, take time off your work, you know, however busy you are. Opportunities like this don't come every day. Just put a note in your diary, 31st, next Wednesday from 2:30 to 5:30. Come and have a bit of fun with us.
And what's the address?
It's at 4615 Gulf Boulevard. The address is on our website, soldusarealty.com, and it's unit number 106.
And it's right across from the beach, huh?
Right across from the beach.
That's a great location. And what would you say to those interested in moving their family or business to the area, you know, just like you did? Would you recommend St. Pete, Tampa Bay in general?
Again, you know, you keep asking some very, very good questions now. You know, one of the specialties that Larry in our office, one of his specialties is relocation. And we have, in the last couple of months, we've processed about 100 relocation inquiries. And, you know, we have a relocation brochure. And, you know, if anyone is remotely thinking about moving here, take action and do it.
Yeah.
That's what I say. Just don't hesitate. Don't worry about it. It's a great place. I've compared it to 70 countries across the world and many states across the USA. Well, and it's great. A great place. Do it.
And now it comes time, Mark, for some shout-outs. Anyone you would like to give a shout-out to?
Shout-outs. Wow. So who comes to my head? Firstly, you know, I'm definitely going to have a big shout-out to my boys in London. They're intelligent young entrepreneurs. They're both qualified in law. One decided not to pursue it, and the other one, he loves it. So those two. Naturally, my team. You know, a big shout-out to my team. I love you guys very much. Friends, anybody that's listening, future customers, past customers, Facebook friends, anybody that knows me, those listeners who don't know me, big shout-out to everybody. And, you know, not forgetting you, Dean. Thank you. Thank you very much, too, and I appreciate this opportunity.
It's my pleasure. And if anyone would like to buy or sell their property or apply for a job, how can they do that?
The best way to do is to go to our website, soldusarealty.com. My phone number is on there. They're happy to phone me. My email address is on there. Send me an email. I'm very easily reachable and contactable. My phone's on 24/7.
SoldUSARealty.com?
Yep.
Okay, sounds good. Well, Mark, I really want to thank you for being here today. And thanks again for all you're doing in the community. And with Heart Gallery, really appreciate that. And, you know, I really enjoyed the conversation. Look forward to the next time you're a guest on Job Talk. So thanks and best of luck to you.
Really? I didn't forget you.
That sounds great. So you've been listening to my guest today, Mr. Mark Nathwani, the lead agent and founder for Sold USA Realty here in St. Pete Beach. They have a new office, so make sure you come out to that ribbon cutting event next Wednesday, the 31st. So if you're looking to buy or sell a property or looking for a reliable and reputable company to manage your properties, check out soldusarealty.com and give Mark and his team a call. And now it's time for Job Talk Alumni Update. We spoke about them earlier, and I want to mention that our friends at Heart Gallery of Pinellas and Pasco are hosting their third annual Summer Splash Bash Saturday, June 10th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the Highland Recreation Complex located at 400 Highland Avenue in Largo. There'll be a live DJ, a teen area, a food, photo booth, water slides, giveaways, and volleyball. So if you've recently matched with a child, have adopted or are fostering, you're invited to join them at this very fun event. It's free, but everyone must RSVP to Megan at megan@heartgallerykids.org, or you can call 727-258-4806. This is not a match event, just a lot of fun. So for more information, visit their website at heartgallerykids.org. And I mentioned a couple of updates last week that I want to repeat. First, our friends at the St. Pete Area Chamber of Commerce, along with Tucker Hall, are presenting Coffee Chats, which offer chamber members and elected officials an opportunity to have an informal conversation at local chamber businesses. Tomorrow, Thursday, May 25th, Job Talk alumni and state Representative Ben Diamond will be the guest at the Florida Holocaust Museum located in downtown St. Pete from 8 to 9:30 a.m. If you haven't met Ben, you really owe it to yourself to attend this event. Just a great guy, and it should be interesting. So for more information, please visit the Chamber website at stpete.com. And Voices of Hope for Aphasia mentioned that June is Aphasia Awareness Month, and they are starting it out with a bang, having an Aphasia Awareness Roller Derby event being held Saturday, June 3rd, at the Slayground, located at 4033 35th Street North in St. Pete. For more information and to buy tickets, please visit stpeterollerderby.com. You'll be supporting a wonderful organization that does some very important work in the community. Plus, you really will have a lot of fun. And so now it's time for my shout-outs. And my shout-outs today go out to all those we will remember this Monday, Memorial Day, and to their families. Thank you for your ultimate sacrifice in preserving the freedoms of this country. And I really want to hope everyone will take the time to check out the Radio St. Pete website and explore all the music and shows that are featured there. And if you can't listen live, check out the archive section where you can listen at your convenience. There's something for everyone there, and new shows are in production all the time. You can always listen to past Job Talk shows there, and you'll find some interesting and fun podcasts as well. You can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or computer. That's Radio St. Pete. Also, if you enjoy listening to this program, please tell your friends and let me know if you have any suggestions for future guests on Job Talk. Plus, we're always looking for talent and contributors to the station. You can send those suggestions to me at deanlogan@radiosaintpete.com. You can also send me a tweet or follow me on Twitter at Job Talk Host. So I want to give special thanks to Joe Bordeaux, Zooey, Kat, Joe, Andy, and the entire Big C team. I truly appreciate all of your support. And as always, I want to end Job Talk with this final thought and say to everyone listening, if you're thinking about relocating your family or business and are looking for a great place to live, work, and play, you should come visit and take a look at all St. Pete and Tampa Bay has to offer. I'm glad I did, and I think you'll be glad you did too. So thanks for listening, and until next time when we talk about jobs on Job Talk, this is Dean Logan. Take care, everybody.
Listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSt.Pete.com and broadcast live today from Big C in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit BigC.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. That's BigC.com. And by Advanced Recruiting Academy. If you are underemployed, a college student, or looking for a career change, visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com to learn about the art of recruiting. In 90 days, the master recruiters at Advanced Recruiting Academy will teach you the skills you need to begin a rewarding career in the recruiting industry. They do this for free, and students can earn commissions during their training. Visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com, where they develop recruiters and deliver talent. Listen again next week at this same time for Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from Big C in downtown St. Petersburg.